As we stand here tonight with lighted candles around the corpse, the body of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, this is the one thing that should unite us above all others. We are all united in death. And here in this death, we have the ultimate end of the best political hope and religious understanding that man had to offer. The Roman Empire, for all its folly and cruelty, represented itself as the best hope for peace, order, and good government, or whatever the Roman version of that slogan was in those days. The Jewish people understood that there was only one true and living God. And Pilate, in order to preserve the peace and order, washed his hands of the blood of this righteous man. And Caiaphas, the high priest, delivered the verdict that it was better for one man to die than that all the people perish. And the body that we gather around tonight is the fruit of that. The fruit of the best that we as human beings had to offer. But it is also the seed. The seed that falling into the ground dies. Because even as it is implanted in the rubble of the best that we had to offer, what is implanted is the love of God, the best that God has to offer. What is implanted is the source of our life, our joy, our strength, our peace. And as we unite ourselves to Christ in his death and in his burial, we are united by the grace of God to him in his new resurrection life, in which we are no longer of this world. We are only in it, that we might continue to be to his glory, the glory of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and into ages of ages.